la vida no se detiene cuando te enfermas. Las vacunas contra las enfermedades respiratorias pueden protegerte para que juegues con tu compañero fiel. Según tu edad y tu salud, podrían recomendarte vacunas contra la gripe, el COVID-19, el VRS o la infección neumocócica. Vacunarte puede ayudarte a seguir en el juego. Infórmate en cdeep.org/es/vacunas-protegen. Presentado por The American Lung Association y CBIP, combatiendo enfermedades respiratorias infecciosas.
Hello, and welcome to Street Psychology Podcast. Today's guest is Alfredo Zapata. He's going to be talking about overcoming adversity. Alfredo is a dedicated nutritionist. He's a fitness coach. He's a speaker and an author. He has over 30 years of experience. So he's recognized for his holistic approaches to well-being and blending physical health with mental clarity. He has a signature program, Connect Mind and Body. And he's also committed his life to helping people unlock peak performance by aligning their physical and mental potential. So again, welcome, Alfredo.
Thank you very much.
Tell us more about this.
This program has been kind of mustered and kind of put it together over the course of about 30 years. And it started when I first noticed that being the only child from a single mom in the 60s in Mexico City wasn't common in Latin countries. You know, everybody had 3, 4, 5 kids. And the dad, growing up, I had a lot of love from my grandparents, my mom, my uncles. But just feeling at school, where's your dad? Or parties and things like that. So I was kind of like trying to find a way to shield myself and not feel insecure, especially in the social environment. In Mexico, like in some countries, they play soccer. I was watching soccer with my uncle and playing a little bit. But every weekend, because I grew up in the business district, it was like nobody around. So I started kind of asking my mom, let me go and walk around. So I was about 5, 6 years old. So I started walking around and I was trying to get something that it will ignite my confidence at a young age. So I started jogging a little bit and I started feeling like that thing started like a superhero igniting something inside of me that make me feel secure, kind of like connecting mind and body, what I do now. And from there, a lot of things start happening with physical activity, but with the mental order to myself to have that as a shield, as a support mechanism, because it wasn't like you're going to the coach at school and they're going to teach you how to do things. Back then, it was very empiric. It wasn't really formal education. And I realized after I grew up and I went to school, I needed to do something. So I did soccer, I did martial arts, I did bodybuilding as a form of supporting myself and not feeling insecure in life. Long story short, I wanted to go to medical school because my mom said, your dad used to be a doctor. Anyway, but just trying to get social and fit in and stuff, I didn't do it. I fell on high school many times and I felt I let down my mom. And there was the exercise that kind of get me more connected with me. And there was a nutrition career open up. So I asked my mom, I want to make it up to you. I want to start this new career, nutrition. I do exercise, so nutrition comes hand in hand. And I asked my uncle, who was my sponsor for many years at school and all the sports, can I do that? I want to make it up to my mom. And he said, sure. But you got to promise that you're going to apply everything and be very consistent. So I started studying, and it was going really smooth because I was already doing exercise and eating healthy. So nutrition with a formal education was giving me the support I needed to live a healthy life and consciously to do that. It was a lifestyle. It wasn't just for the trend because everybody does it. And then I start kind of drinking socially to fit in as well. So I start becoming like a Mr. because during the day I was the nutritionist, I was exercising, but socially I started drinking to fit in. So it was difficult because it was towards the end of my career. And I felt like, hey, I need to do something. I wanted to go out and really live the life, but in a healthy way. A friend of mine from the gym moved to Los Angeles, California, and bodybuilding was our connection. So he ended up training at Gold's Gym where everybody was there. So I wanted to visit. I had my passport, my visa, and everything. And right at the border, they canceled my passport for no reason. And I felt like all the dreams and everything collapsed. And I came back flying, angry, and drinking beer because I said, I cannot believe I'm exercising, I am finishing nutrition, and these people canceled my passport. So I'm going to go back, but I'm not going to ask permission. I'm going to cross illegally. So I asked my friend, how can I do it? Can you connect me with somebody to I finish my degree? I graduated with straight A's. And I said, this is something that I need to do for myself, even though I was carrying the alcohol in my back. Kind of like a double personality. Like those action movies that are chasing you and a bunch of people running, I was one of them. And I didn't care because it was kind of like opening myself to a new life. I didn't know what I was looking for. Later on, I found out my identity. But in that process, I had to go through several things, which me to make a cold turkey decision. I slept in my car for about 3 months after a couple of years of living there and do different things. The funny thing is that I was living in my car across from Gold's Gym Venice in the parking lot. It was incongruent because I work out, start training some people, but then I will go back in the afternoon at nighttime and start drinking with the guys who were living there as well. So it was like a new way of life, but I was still full by my mind just going everywhere trying to find out what am I doing here. I'm in a new country. I start mastering the language, but I still limping with that vice. And I felt that was my life. And sometime on a weekend, I drew in the middle of the night to find some food because after I had some drinks, I feel hungry. So I went to one of those AM, PM mini markets where they have the gas station. I parked the car, I went in, and I said, where's the food? I got mad, and I said, how come you guys are 24 hours and they don't have food? And the attendant says, if you don't leave, I'm going to call the cops. At that moment, my light bulb went, and I said, well, I'm illegal, I'm drinking, and if they call the cops, they're going to deport me. So I went outside walking back to the parking lot, and I forgot the car. I left the car there, and I went into one of my friend's car, and I slept there. That part, I didn't know what happened until the next day I woke up, and I said, oh. My friend was here sleeping and snoring. And I said, oh, it's Sunday. And where's my car? How did I get here? So I got very scared. And I said, in my car was some of my few possessions and some money and things like that. What am I going to do? So a guy who was doing car wash in the parking lot said, Alfredo, what happened? I said, I don't know. Where's my car? And he said, where were you last night? Hop on my car, let's drive around to find out if we can find your car. So we drove about 3 blocks. We turned on Pico Boulevard, very close to the beach. And there it was, the red 280Z Nissan vehicle intact. So I said, wow, that's something. I drove back to the parking lot. And that Sunday, it was my moment. And then I said, I'm living here in a different country and speaking another language now, and I'm lost. What can I do now to change that? it was a cold turkey decision. I said, no more alcohol, no more party. I'm going to quit because I want a new life. That was in 1992. Until this day, I'm sober. The next day, I saw the world with different colors. It was me. The world was going on every time, no change. So I said, I think God is giving me another chance to find my identity, to find my purpose. And then from there, I went to different stages. But anyway, I did this a little summary of my how I got there. And now I'm here with you.
Your journey is one of strength, courage, and determination. When you made the decision to leave Mexico for a better life, you did that. When you got here, you were still living that double life that you were talking about earlier, where you were drinking, but then you were also working to help people training. So after you decided that morning that you're not going to drink or party and do all of these things, your life changed. So that was cold turkey. You haven't touched it since.
Yeah.
So then after that, what happened? How did your life change?
After I saw a new scenery in my mind, the colors and people, they were the same. I was the one who changed my perspective in life. I felt I was entering into a new world. I started feeling like something was happening. Some of the guys that were there, they came to America to live the American dream. One of them, it was one of the actors with Sylvester Stallone in the movie Over the Top. They was living in the car, in a small car. His life deteriorated because he didn't make it further. Some of them, there were people who were trying to make it on sports, like bodybuilding. So there was people who were looking for their a new break, even though some of them were from other countries. And I was the only Latin, the only Mexican. And I felt like something was expanding for me. Someone told me at the gym, Alfredo, why don't you get a CPR certification? Then you can join a club and be a personal trainer. Because what I was doing at Gold's Gym, it was just very independent. It was like when in Gold's Gym, there was people who were just paying the membership and they were able to do things. Obviously, if you wanted to train privately, like independently, you gotta be registered with them, which I did. And I was fortunate to be one of the 22 personal trainers at that time in the late 80s. I didn't know the big impact that was gonna be in my life, because I was just walking on the place and seeing people like The Rock, Kobe Bryant, and many famous people. But I felt I was in a family gathering, like everybody friendly and having a good time. And I felt, wow, this is not like they said in the movie. This is not what it says in the magazines. This is different. And I was fortunate to live on the west side of LA. It wasn't downtown Mexico where they had the tortillas and people drink the Mexican coffee and they speak Spanish. It was different. And it wasn't by choice. It was because my friend was there. And I guess God said, Alfredo, if you're looking to change your life, you need to be in a place where you can be immersed in that culture, which I think U.S. is like a salad bowl with different countries mixing together a little dressing. So anyway, I start looking into that. I got CPR certified. I went to the Sports Connection. It was a private gym. They had 3 or 4 branches only. And that was amazing because they start calling me a personal trainer. And one of my first clients called me the expert. After I did the first introduction, I took the measurements. And there was a guy from New Zealand who was like an entrepreneur with businesses. And the guy said, I like, you know, how you approached me and you gave me the tips. I want to buy the biggest package you have. And I said, okay. I was just so static because I said, I have this guy and signing up. And I will start just slowly. And then he says, Alfredo, when do we see each other again? Oh, let's try this time. And he says, yes, I'm in your hands because you are the expert. So that word kind of shook me because I look around and I said to myself, who is he calling the expert? I just beginning to do personal training and the guy is calling me that. Not to be flattered and he gave me something, a lie, but to be a compliment. This guy was my client for more than 7 years. So when I first went into private training and took him to Gold's Gym, he said, Alfredo, let's start again. A new set of training sessions. How much are you going to charge me? And I said, the same thing at the gym. And he said, no. So I doubled the price and he said, no, it's not, still not good. I did it 3 times and he said, that's better, but not what you're worth because you're the expert. You've been helping me. The guy wasn't looking to get muscular. He was already an older guy, but he valued to improve his health. And with me, I was guiding him to accomplish that. So that's when I said, wow, it's not just a personal trainer, not eating well. It was more like a companion guiding him to become a better version. And that was just amazing. Then I had another client with a similar scenario who was so kind but also grateful for my services. On Christmas, he will give me a check. He will change cell phones. When back then, it was the Palm Pilot, the cell phone. He will give me the new version after he changed it as a gift. He valued that so much. And I said, well, that's amazing. After that, I start looking into some network groups to market my services. Someone says, Alfredo, why don't you go to Hispanic network meetings so you can meet Spanish-speaking people? That's where I met Mabel. Mabel Katz, she's a communicator. She speaks about the Ho'oponopono. It's a Hawaiian philosophy.
What is it called?
Ho'oponopono.
Ho'oponopono?
She's from Argentina, who lived in LA for many years. He said, Alfredo, I have a show on TV. Why don't you come and share to people what you do? Because it's very important, and you've been marketing only to the English-speaking people. Why don't you come and speak to the Spanish community? So I went there one time. She said, that was great. People loved it. Come back again. And I said, yeah, but it was pay to play because it wasn't sponsored for a major like CBS or Fox. It was like a private channel. And I said, well, I just got married and I don't think I can come back. She said, don't worry. Just come back again. I went there 5 times. It was amazing because it wasn't just about exercise and eating well. It was more like a self-development. It was like connecting mind and body, which at that time I didn't know what was going to happen in the program that I do now. Lead me to meet somebody in one of the conferences that she invited me to write a book. A guy with polio, with 3 kids, one of them blind, with a kidney failure, who became an author. Self-development author. And he said, Alfredo, I want you to meet these writers. We're about to launch a book in self-development. And maybe you can be in the next volume, one of the authors. So I went there and I met the guys from different backgrounds. It wasn't professional writers. It was like a housewife, a mortgage guy. It was like a hypnotherapist guy. There were several people. It was like about 15. And I said, okay, nice meeting you. Everybody Mexican. And I said, okay, we'll see you later. Maybe next time I can be on the book. So I went back home. At midnight, the phone rang, and that was this person, said, Alfredo, 4 people quit from the book that we're writing because family, work, and different things, they cannot continue. So I want you to be on the book. You have a week to write your chapter. so we can take it to the editor and print it. I said, I never wrote a book. I don't know what am I going to write about. And he said, Alfredo, everybody has a story. So you said you wanted to be in. So write a chapter, think about it, meditate, pray, or whatever. So I did. So we gathered all the chapters. And one of the guys who was already a professional speaker and author, he had this editorial company, which we were going to take it to get print and everything. But a week after, the guy disappeared. No one couldn't find him. And he took all the originals with him. And we start talking among the group and said, what do we do? If we register the book, he might sue us because he has the original. And we already put a down payment at the LA Convention Center to launch the book thing. What are we going to do? And one of them said, let's write another book. Let's come up with another chapter, another title. And that's what we did. One of the guys did the cover.
In the ocean?
Yeah, for the ships to kind of be signal and being able like a beam, like something they...
Not the dock?
No, the one that is in the middle of the ocean, the ships can see where they're going.
Oh, you know what? I don't have a lot of ships where I'm from.
Well, that one. So okay. It was called Faros de Luz, like beams of light, which it was each of us with a chapter of our life's journey. But we have to change it to Discover Your Greatness. That was the original title. And we had the fortune to one of the guys knew Don Miguel Ruiz, the one of the four agreements. So he invited this guy to give us the kick in the butt to launch the book. And it was amazing because it was the whole push, the effort going through adversity to that challenge with the previous book and now coming with this one, which it was what I was looking for when I crossed the border. Discover my greatness, discover my talent, discover my purpose in life. And each of them have different lives and everything. But what I'm saying is from there, another avenue start opening for me because I said, I'm not just the personal trainer, the nutritionist. I am now an author and I'm speaking because previously I went to Toastmasters International to learn a little bit how to spread myself in English, which was another great avenue, another opportunity for me. And felt like, wow, I'm doing awesome. And things start coming along in a different way because, you know, the book we didn't put on Amazon or anything because back then there was no Amazon yet. And there was no, like, put on PDF and put online and stuff. So we just printed. We print a bunch of books and we just sell them like people that we knew and stuff. But it was awesome because it was one of the chapters of my life. My mom and my grandpa were a big influence to give me that light to continue to persevere in life, despite of the struggle of the alcohol, despite of crossing the border and many things that happened along, which now I call my life a Netflix series because it has been a lot of seasons and bunch of chapters. This is one of them, being with you here. So excited.
Yeah. And like you said, there are a lot of things you haven't said, but those are some great steps along the way. And you remember your mom and your granddad being your biggest support systems?
Yeah, my mom had an incredible journey because after I finished high school and was trying to get into medical and I fell, the doctor had discovered a lump. So I ended up being a cancer. So she went for a radical mastectomy. They damaged a little bit of the ribs. So being kind of weak, she caught pneumonia at the hospital. She has to be there for 3 months. So it was difficult. Prior to that, she was a clothing designer for high-end clothes with one of her cousins. So good and so passionate. someone was envious of her. So they pulled the chair that she was sitting every time she was sewing and stuff. And when she went down, she landed on her tailbone and messed up her spine. Not broke the spine, but got some damage on it. So she wasn't able to continue. But she was always resourceful and always looking to do things. She will do baking. She will do different things to provide, even though I got some support from my uncle. But there was a woman who was always looking for an option not to feel down, even though she cried sometimes. But she was always saying, Alfredo, just pray. Trust in God. He will guide you. He will help you out. That faith that she had and the actual action that she did, it was incredible. I didn't value that so much until after I moved and I went through different things because I was just so into myself and I wasn't really open myself to find who I was and what was my mission in life.
And I was curious about the difference when you were at that conference and you said people were talking about nutrition and fitness, but it was different. It was more about the mind and body connection. Is there a difference that you can describe between fitness, nutrition versus living a life that includes the mind-body connection part of that?
After several signs that I got from above, from God and from other people, I started noticing the signature name for the program I do now, which is something that oftentimes we don't pay attention, which is our body and the mind are connected. And a lot of people, I will say in the last 40 years, live from the neck up and from the neck down only when something bothers us. Either we're hungry, we're angry, we have a neck pain, we have a shoulder injury or whatever, we start looking in to fix it, but not to find the origin of the problem. And that has to do with the mind, how the subconscious mind is programmed. Even though consciously you see on the books and the doctor say you got to take care of your sugar intake and your fat and stuff, and you got to do exercise, da, da, da. It's external because what is already programmed generations in the back of you are what you have here, always like an auto reverse cassette tape. The idea may be conscious because you see it or because someone tells you, but you already have your software. They automatically said, no, Alfredo, this is what you learned. This is what's real. And subconscious mind doesn't know if it's real or not. But that's what happens when the body is not really full evaluated, which I do. It's called posture evaluation. I define my program now in 3 points, which is the posture, how the stress affects your mood, your digestion, and how you go in life. There is so much information about eating well, exercising, and supplements, and whatever. But when it comes to see yourself, actually, what's going on with you, not too many people pay attention. Because you go to a chiropractor, you go to the acupuncturist, the masseuse, they do it for you, but you don't see yourself. So I take a picture of the person, and I said, how do you look? Is your shoulder rotate it? Is it up? Is it down? Is your hips? Look at your hips sideways. Is your belly sticking out? It's because you maybe have a scoliosis in your butt. You have ligaments in the back of your knees hurting you. Maybe you have a flat feet, or maybe you have a imbalance on your posture. So let's do these 3 adjustments, which is your stance, your abdomen, and your chin. Once I teach that to people and they take another picture with a new posture, people feel and look different. And that's what I hammer on people in the good way, So their subconscious mind start learning to posture them in a different way. And they start more conscious about the body. That way comes the title of connecting mind and body. If I tell you how to stand, how to breathe better, how to look better, you're going to say, oh, yeah, I didn't notice that. It's because I do the mouse when I do on the computer thing. That's why I'm slouched. That's why my shoulders are rotated with a good shape of body. Or if you are very skinny or if you are with extra weight, all of us have a body. And as long as we're alive, the gravity of the planet put pressure on us. Bad posture, different misalignments in the body, all we want is to fix if it's hurting, if the doctor told us, but we're not going to do it on our own. So I tell people, look at yourself. You start changing. Little by little, you start reprogramming your mind. Was that going to help you to eat better? Because if you feel better, you eat better. The doctor can tell you, if you don't feel better, would you eat good? No. And you say, I'm going to eat some crackers or have a beer or something or take a pill because I don't want to find what happens in my body. And then the other one is, what type of physical activity is going to give you more dynamic and safe movements for your life? Even if you're a housewife, even if you're a senior, if you're an athlete, if you're an executive, if you're a young teenager, how can you take care of that body to prevent damage, recover from injury? So that's what three parts are very important. They cannot be skipping, doing the last one, then the middle, and the first one. It has to be the first one for that purpose. I don't talk about diet because diet for me is a cage. I don't like it, it tastes not good, I don't have time, I don't have money. But if I give you different choices, different options to nourish your body, you're going to nourish your body to be well so you can be effective. Just look at Tiger Woods, look at Kobe Bryant, look at Michael Jordan. Those guys have someone who helped them to improve and polish their skill. How they play, how they do it, mentally. The pressure that they have inside the head plus the outside is tremendous. So if we don't treat ourselves like a high-performance athlete, even if you only have one leg or one arm, if you do that, you're going to be looking to excel every time so your life can have a meaning, but also you can enjoy and inspire other people. People are going to be doing what you do, but they're going to get inspired to do what they have, live a purpose life and happy life.
Yeah, because when you look better, you feel better, and it goes together. One thing I was thinking about, there are a couple of things I'm trying to say on that topic. Working out, like you said, the first thing you do is the assessment of the posture, the alignment to fix those issues. You're not just building muscle or getting better cardio. You're working on the underlying problems that got you there. Posture comes from mental situations, your mindset, how you're feeling. Is that something that you consider in your assessments? How's your life or anything mental that goes into that? Like maybe how they got to that posture?
Yeah, first, I do what you just mentioned. I want to get to know the person. Welcome or thank you for calling me or whatever. How can I help you? I have a backache or I want to get pregnant or I have acid reflux or I have cancer or I have a ligament thing or I'm going to get surgery or I'm an athlete. And I say, okay, and how do you feel? From 1 to 10, how high is the level of your stress? What kind of food do you eat? Just to kind of get a little more familiar with the person. What kind of movies do you like? You are on the cell phone a lot and you're sedentary activity and you manage people. That easy conversation. Yeah. How you doing? What do you do? what kind of food you eat, test the water and see where they at. And I won't tell them what they need right at the moment. I want to help them get what they want, but taking them to the back door and showing them, look, let's try this. And because what I want the person is to feel comfortable with me, but also how they feel after they get the first shot, which is the posture. People oftentimes say, oh, I feel better. I feel taller. I can breathe better. It's because the doctor told me that I need to go to swimming and yoga because I have overweight or I have a problem on my knees. I tell people that's not true. If you have that problem and they send you to swimming or yoga, it's not going to fix what you've been learning for a long time. You go into the water, you don't feel any pressure. But you come out of water, and what happened? The same bad habits, the same mind. So the water didn't help. Just get you wet. That's it. If you go to yoga, you might be able to do some postures. But because if you have tight muscles, lower back stiffness, you have some injury, you're not going to get much out of the yoga class. If you go to CrossFit or boxing and you have torn ligaments, or if you go to Zumba and you have flat feet, you sweat and you say, oh, I like the music. But what happens? It's a vicious cycle. It's like going to the bar, you get drunk, you feel good a little bit, then you have a hangover the next day. You spend money and you don't feel good. So you're trying to find something else to feel good.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense because some people might ask, what is the difference between just getting more physical to help with some pain and actually working on the problem with someone like you who focuses on connecting their behaviors to patterns and helping them change things for long-term success?
Yeah, and because it's a set of rituals I recommend people to do before they get up and before they go to bed so they can ergonomically align the posture then they're going to have for going to school. Or if you're an executive, how are you going to align your chair, your monitor? How are you going to put your hands on the keyboard? If you're an athlete, how are you going to perform better? You might be pretty good and very knowledgeable how to hit like a boxer, how to run, or how to hit the golf club. But if you have stiff muscles, you're not going to get much. You're going to end up getting irritated, injured, inflammation. You're going to just take a pill, go to acupuncturist, go to the new trend of exercise to feel better. But you're always going to go back to your body. And when you look in the mirror, you're going to see how you really are.
What's a good tip that everybody can use to become more aware of their alignment?
When you look in the mirror, look in an honest way. Because that's sometimes very difficult for some people in their mind. Sometimes they feel ashamed of their body, not because it doesn't look good, but because they have some previous situations, past traumas, and some drama that they went through. But trying to look in those three parts of the alignment, I give that tip to everybody. If you look how you stand, it should be the separation of your feet between the separation of your hip bones. Right when you can stand up and feel right in the front, that's about this much of separation your feet should be, depending on each person. Instead of like a duck walking, be walking more parallel, heel and toe, your belly button, that is going to expand your rib cage. It's going to help you breathe deeper, fill the lungs with air and convert to oxygen, have a better oxygenation in your brain. If you move your chin, it's going to take the pressure off your trapezius, feel more relaxed. Walking, maybe you feel a little mechanic doing it in the beginning, but once you start adapting a new posture, you're going to notice the difference because now you're aware of your body, not just your mind. Because you can go to the orthopedic doctor and say, your knees are messed up. We need to do surgery. You're going to end up getting a knee surgery. But if your habits don't change, you're going to rip the knee or you're going to get the other knee messed up. With one of my clients in LA, when I first started at this club, she was a Mexican woman who married and moved to LA. Actually, she remarried and she got 3 kids. And she was always the life of the party, always dancing salsa and things like that. She went to the gym just to get some activity. It wasn't to look like a model because she was already with 4 kids. She was in her late 50s. Very nice, very friendly. I just helped her a little bit. We became good friends. I trained her for a couple of years. Then when I moved to Mexico, which is another story, it wasn't by choice that I'm here. But anyway, she said, Alfredo, a long time we haven't talked. I've been doing some things. My knees are messed up. And I went to the doctor, and the doctor says that maybe my cartilage is damaged and might need surgery. And I said, why don't you do these type of stretchings? Remember what you did at the gym. And then back then I gave her the tip of the posture, that's the one I'm doing now. And she felt a little better, but she still have that problem. It's like a recurrent problem. So she ended up going to a specialist, to orthopedic doctor in Beverly Hills. And I said, okay, so how's it going, Irma? And she said, I went to a doctor and she said, yeah, in fact, your knees are kind of like very deteriorated and your cartilage and stuff. So I can schedule you for a knee surgery. The guy wasn't even looking for an alternative or second opinion because it was the surgeon, but her. And I said, Irma, have you asked for a second opinion somewhere else? Because what the doctor said, what you said, the doctor says, it doesn't look like a very honest diagnose, even though it's an orthopedic surgeon. And she said, no, I haven't. And I said, why don't you go? My suggestion, I'm not a specialist, but what you said, and based on my experience, I don't think that's the only option. So we talked next week, and she said, Alfredo, you know what? I took your advice. I went to a second opinion doctor, and the doc says, you don't need surgery. You just need some therapy. And she was so amazed and said, Alfredo, you were right. I know what was doing this doctor. He just wanted to put in the pocket a few $1,000s and not really caring about you.
Yeah, that's some valuable information, because that happens every day, I'm sure, where people trust the surgeon and get procedures they might not need. Understanding the root cause of the problem, I just want to recognize the importance of what you do, Alfredo. Not everyone thinks like this. Not everyone focuses on the mind-body connection and how to help other people realize and use that method. So we have your signature program, the Connect the Mind and Body. Where can listeners find more about your program?
They can send me a DM at Instagram, which is the social platform that I use the most. My handle is Alfredo Zapata Coach. They can find me there. I'll be glad to talk to anyone that speaks Spanish, English. I'm there. And yeah. I'll be just so happy to be able to help someone have a better life. Not just mind and body, but all connection, because we're here in this world. We have those tools already. So why don't we do that and live better?
Yeah. And happy. So is this virtual? So you're able to do this for anyone in any part of the world right now?
Yes. Yeah. Here in Mexico City, I actually had a diplomat, which is called spinology. It's part of the chiropractor practice. Spinologist goes into look what is the posture. I help people to improve their posture. Some people, they may have some medical situations. I help them with the rehab. Even though with this friend, with these few sessions after the therapist told her, you got to do this and this at home. And she said, I'm too lazy. I need you to watch me doing it. So I watched her on Zoom or FaceTime, and she was doing the exercise. And I said, okay, Irma, now raise your hands, move your arm. And it was just something mild because it was what it wasn't like jumping jacks and push-ups and come on, let's do a CrossFit. I can manage pretty much any sports, but it was like a tailor-made suit for her in improving life.
She just needed an accountability partner.
That's what I am.
We are getting close to the end, but I want to give you the opportunity to say any final words for listeners.
Yeah, one of the ones that I've been learning and working to live by is to be congruent. Conscious life is going to pay a lot instead of just doing things unconscious, like the posture. You're unconscious doing posture, but if you said that you're doing something and there is no tangible changes, that's what I guarantee on my programs. If you follow what I told you, you're going to have tangible results. Not just feel good for a little bit, but actually live good. Because my programs are normally for 8 weeks to 12 weeks. So the habit become a second nature for your subconscious mind. It's not just something you're going to leave before Christmas because you said, I'm going to pig out because on January, and then you're going to feel guilty because you're not really congruent with what you said. Majority of people do that in some way. And I don't tell people, you have a cheat day. I don't tell people that. Because in the mind, you know you're going to do something wrong. And if you like pizza, gumbo, whatever, just eat it. What's going to happen to your body? You might get diarrhea or stomach ache, and that's it. The body doesn't care. The body's going to continue working. But if you don't put on your mind that's your cheat day, you're not going to be worried about it. You're not going to feel guilty. And if you move away from people who are just criticizing and looking to find something wrong in you, there might be not the right people to be around.
Surround yourself with people who are aligned with your goals.
Like you.
Thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate everything that you're doing and the hard work it took to get here.
Yes, I'm glad to be here. And then how we can do another one sometime.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. We'll stay in touch. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.